Jai Gurudev, this is the speech given by Dr. R.K. on the 11th of April 2008, correlating the shlokas in the Gayatri Ramayana to the Krantidharma Sahitya. The first five shlokas and the seven books of the Krantidharma Sahitya have been elucidated here. Jai Gurudev.
We are in a period of transition. That is what everybody is telling, including scientists. Of course, the futurologists, the mythologists, the philosophers, the astrologers, anyone who is interested in future, all of them say that we are in a times of great change. We are in a transitional change. What Pujya Gurudev says as Yuga Sandhi. This change in Yuga, this change in era, though is divided into four parts, at a particular juncture, a particular era dominates. We know the four eras to be the Satya, the Treta, the Dwapara and the Kali. And now we all know that we are in a period of transition from Kali Yuga to the Satya Yuga, the age of truth. Now in this transition period, we find something very mysterious, where it seems that human being, especially those who are supposed to lead the society, the engineers and doctors, are losing their mental balance. When you see today's newspaper or yesterday's newspaper, we find an engineering student stabbing a girl, cutting her throat, and then cutting his own veins. What foolishness is this? An education which is supposed to teach you to behave like a more generous human being is teaching you to kill the people you love. And unfortunately, nobody is sensitive enough to feel the danger that they are facing. That may happen to their own children. The disbalance in human nature, don't you think that it is centered only on a few silly individuals? It is the entire humanity that is facing these problems. the crux of the problem people are missing. Everyone tries to solve the problem according to his own level of understanding. Economists say increase economy. Scientists say increase industries. Politicians say change parties. Artists say you do and dance and be merry. We will give you some songs, you enjoy those songs. Irrespective of in which culture they are to be sung or danced to the tune of. This particular transition is always there in every society, whether it is any era. Even in the age of Satyuga, you have the Rakshasas and you have the good people. It is not that the Rakshasas are only meant for the Kali Yuga, but the only difference is in the other Yugas where there were Rakshasas, there were good people who can fight against it, who can kill them. And now unfortunately nobody knows whom to fight with. And the so-called Rakshasas are nothing but airy ghosts. You just lift your eyes and the ghost vanishes. There are really no ugly Rakshasas in this era. No Rakshasas are there. Even the great mafia leaders, if somebody else and stands against them, he's gone. There is no backbone in anyone. The only seeming backbone is who can keep his backbone until the other man falls. You need not have a backbone which is always straight. Your backbone must be straight until the other man's backbone falls, which is few minutes or few seconds. With all this, the most important thing that we have to understand is the thoughts and thought world dominates the physical world. This particular formula you should remember. It is the thought force which dominates the world. When a positive thought force is there, automatically the negative thought force is over. And because we do not have a positive thought force, a small negative force also seems to be uncontrollable. That's the problem. So it is not the negative problems which we have to tackle. You have to create a positive force. And how do you create a positive force? You cannot create it. You cannot create it. Only those who have control over the powers of mind can create it. A scientist can give you an instrument. All the instruments which we now have are the products of the mind products of scientists. First they thought about it, they planned for it, they produced them, and then it was mass production. So this is what science is, a thought of a particular need or a comfort or a machine develops in a single individual brain. That is the first step. And then what does the single individual brain do? He works on it. And when he starts work on it, a group of people start working in the same line. Then what happens? A series of such groups of people working in the same line, probably in one lifetime or three or four lifetimes, find out a way for the physical existence of that idea. For example, the aeroplane. It was the brain product of some XYZ, a single individual. Later, so many people took it up. And then, in around 16th century or 17th century, in the Da Vinci books, we find a sketch of it. And in 1900, you have the first 2-minute plane. When I say 2 minutes, that plane flew only for 2 minutes. It was in air for only 2 minutes. So what I am telling about the scientific aspects, you understand this. And now only you can understand the genius of Pujya Gurudev, the scientific religion of Pujya Gurudev. What does scientists do? An idea in a single individual, a group of people working in that idea, probably for many lifetimes, and then in some particular part it comes physical manifestation. And now Sriram Sharma Acharya says that I have done whatever is needful for the physical manifestation also. That is what he says as the role model of Shanti Kunj. So, in the parlance of the scientific thinking process, the idea is there, the series of groups of people working is there, and the physical manifestation is also there already. And now what you have to do? Mint it. That's all. Once a computer has been discovered, you don't try to think how computer was discovered. You will just assemble it. And when you assemble a new product, sometimes you need new chips, something new which were not there in the previous generation. When you have an aeroplane, you need the laws of buoyancy, those which can go against gravity, which were not required before the aeroplane was there. So you need aluminum metals, lightweight metals, and an instrument which can create such a force that it can lift into the air. All these are new additions to that machine which was discovered. Similarly, when Shanti Kunj was discovered, a new model of the planet Earth is discovered, he wanted two specific instruments which he should use, which he should know how to use. Those are Gayatri and Yajna. And now don't think that these two are new. They are since time immemorial. But these two can be utilized only for those, by those people who want to control the energies of mind. If you don't want to control the energies of mind, you don't require Gayatri. You don't require Yajna. But what do the energies of mind give you? It gives you everything. Whatever you want, you get it only by mind powers. That much is amply proved. Every building, every brick is there because of mind power. Somebody's mind has worked. The cement is there, the brick is there. Somebody else's mind helped you to construct it. But you have an idea of building. So all what you are seeing is nothing but the products of mind. And now, the present day scientists are not utilizing the powers of the mind. They are utilizing the powers of physical experimentation to discover the laws of nature. You experiment, analyze, come to a conclusion. But the experiment is physical. So the energies you are utilizing to discover the scientific law is physical energy. Are you following the logic? In science, you are not using any spiritual energy or mental energy or emotional energy. You are utilizing only physical energy. You experiment. You experiment with what? With matter. And matter is physical. And when it interacts, something happens. That something you say is a discovery because it is inherent in the matter. Got it? So all the scientists are known as the physical plane scientists, bhautikata, material world. So you know only to harness the material world or the powers of the material world. And now Gayatri talks about harnessing the powers of the emotional world. The prana shakti. We don't know the existence of prana. We don't know how to utilize it. Even a doctor whom you think is curing your diseases doesn't know anything about the prana. If a man dies, he dies. A healthy man also can die, and a man in coma can be in coma for years and years. What the present day doctors can do is, they can manipulate the physical body. If the prana is already existing, it works. If the physical body is not working, he can't do anything. He cannot replenish your prana. He cannot give you the energy of prana. That energy is what makes you survive. Gayan Trayati. That which makes, that energy which survives you more is Gayatri. So that is what Gayatri is. And so Gayatri is not a religion. Gayatri is not of Hindus. Gayatri is for any prani. Anything which is alive, which is not dead, is because of Gayatri. Just as we say, because of atomic energy, the atom exists. If it has a low atomic energy, it is an hydrogen atom. It has got a high atomic energy, it is an uranium atom. And because it has got high atomic energy, you can blast it. You can release the atomic energy. So every atom has got atomic energy. But the atomic energy in other atoms is latent. But you have a hydrogen bomb also, you can use it as a splitting of hydrogen atom. Are you following the track of my logic? At present, you know only the utilization of material powers. Now we are thinking of utilizing the prana shakti. Prana shakti also means the consciousness energy by which you are alive. And it also means by which a hydrogen behaves like an hydrogen atom. It is the power by which a calcium atom behaves like a calcium atom. It is again the power which makes a rose is a rose. It is again the consciousness which makes a lion, an animal, a being. So, akhanda mandala karam vyaptam yena characharam. It is that power about which Gayatri is talking about. The rishis are talking about. So, there is nothing spiritual in it. That is what, first of all, I want all of you to make others understand. That when we are talking about Gayatri Mantra, we are not talking about Hinduism. We are not talking about Muslim culture or Sikh Dharma or Mayan civilization or this and that. There is no cultures involved in it. It is life that is involved. The energy of life that is involved. And energy of life, where is it? Akhanda mandalakaram vyaptam yena characharam. And to understand that, if a formula is there and fools say that it is an Indian formula and a religious formula, hit back to those fools. Tell them that there is nothing Indian in it. There is nothing Newtonian in Newton's laws. There is nothing Einsteinian in Einstein's laws. Is there any Einstein in Einstein's laws? So why do you say that in Gayatri there is a Hindu? This is the first point which you have to understand. Gayatri Mantra deals with the higher power, the power of consciousness, the power of life, the power of vitality. And this vitality is which makes things what they are. A hydrogen is hydrogen because it has hydrogen vitality. It follows that vitality rules. You know the rules of hydrogen. Oxygen is oxygen because it follows its vitality. A mosquito is a mosquito because it follows its vitality. And you are what you are because of your vitality. But unfortunately, in the human being, almost he is in the ground level. He has forgotten about the vitality aspect. You see the health aspect of any individual. And of course, that includes me. A very low vitality. Very low. He is almost what we say in the negative critical mass. Critical mass is that mass above which the atom blasts and you get atomic energy. And we are at such a critical level that just below it we die. We are just carrying on our lives. That is what the rishis say. You are a sleeping giant. You have to be awakened. We have just enough energy to survive, to eat, to digest. And of course, all the four animal natures, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maidhunancha, the four things you have, even an animal has it. So our vitality is limited to the so-called animal vitality, but we don't have the animal energy. Animals have energy, vital energy much more than us. And we, whatever may be the reason, let us put a question mark there and accept that we have a very low vital energy levels. We just survive. Just survive. So, first point, we are talking about the energy which is just above material energy. We are talking about the vital energy, what is known as the prana. And if you go to that, it is called as the pranamaya kosha, above the sthula sharira, the annamaya sharira, just the next higher. And its rules are given in the Gayatri Mantra. And in Gayatri Mantra, there are variety of explanations of the vitalities. You have the five pranas and five upapranas. And then you have the six chakras, or the six vital centers in the body, and so on and so forth. But mainly Gayatri Mantra says that you can utilize your vital energy in very clear-cut 24 steps grouped in a series of 8. Three groups of 8, 24 levels of consciousness. And Gayatri Ramayana gives you those 24 levels of consciousness. And now, these 24 levels of consciousness can be achieved only at the time of this Navaratris. You just can't plant any seed at any time and get the product. You have to plant it at the opportune time. I don't know, some plant, it seems that some seeds can be sown in December also and you get a product. But those you have to sow in December. But generally, majority of the seeds have to be sown in the rainy season. And if you don't sow it, you wait for the other rains. That is where the emergency comes in, the urgency comes in. And I insist you to follow this. You can get the life energy currents only in these Navaratris. That is why the starting of life, Ugadi, the era, you are sleeping, you awaken, new life starts. So your Ugadi starts with Ramanavaratris. So this Ugadi, how are you supposed to get these 24 powers? For this, Valmiki gave us a beautiful textbook known as the Ramayana. Every so-called scholars, I say, they say always that Gayatri Mantra's explanation is Ramayana. Valmiki has written it in such a way that after every 1000 shlokas, you get a shloka starting with the first letter or the second letter or the 24th letter of Gayatri Mantra. So these 24 shlokas which start with the letters in Gayatri Mantra are together known as Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri Ramayana. And 1000 shlokas have been developed by Valmiki to explain this, how this consciousness behaves, how you are supposed to use it. But before going exactly into the practical aspects of Gayatri Ramayana, I will tell you one formula, one methodology that has been given by Pujya Gurudev so that you can get maximum benefit out of this Gayatri Ramayana. He has given four characteristics. If you want to achieve maximum benefits from Gayatri Ramayana, you can go to the website and find out the file known as Kalanemi Madbano, Don't Become Kalanemis. That was the last speech given by Guruji before he stopped meeting people. After that he never met people. For 5 years he lived and he has done some tremendous work spiritual, but he never met anyone after this speech. Kalanemi Madbano. In this, he gives four characteristics which you are to follow to get maximum results. The first one he says is, remember that you are all devatas. Remember that you are all devatas. Who are devatas? Anyone at any time, now or after hundreds of years. Later also, when he wants to learn, he should understand that you are all devatas, just as were the bears and monkeys of Ramayana. That is what he has written. And now that bears and monkeys, a very peculiar explanation he gives, he talks about bears and monkeys and says you are devatas. Why? Because the bear waited until the next birth of Rama, Krishna avatar, and then gave him the Shamantakamani and his daughter. You should understand that about the bear. The characteristics of the bear is he can wait patiently for one yuga to hand over the charge. And who is a monkey? The man who helped him then and there. In that life itself, when he had a problem, when his wife was missing, he searched for it, the monkey. And both are not human beings. You remember that. If a human being could have helped it, it would have been much better. But we know now that devatas were born in that form. Now when you read that book, Ramayana, you hear that devatas all planned that because Rama was coming down, before he comes down, we should take form in all these particular lives. Pujya Gurudev says that if you are hearing these words, it means you are born for me. If not, you will not hear it. And now it is your selection whether you accept Pujya Gurudev's statement and feel that you are a divinity, a god, or say, no, I can't do it. Bharata didn't come, Shatrughna didn't come, many sages didn't come. It seems only Agastya came for a few minutes to tell him about Aditya Hriday and he also ran away from the battlefield. It is only the monkeys and bears who helped him. So it is a question of identity. So first of all, you believe that great man, when he says that you are a devata, born to do his work. And now, what happens when you recognize this? That you are a devata. What happens? Hanuman was having all the powers we talk about him by his birth. At his birth time itself, all the gods have given him these boons. But when he worked only for Sugriva, all these powers he couldn't use. He has to flee from Vali. And stay in Rishimukha Parvata. And when these two humble human beings, Rama and Lakshmana, they didn't know at that time that he was Rama and Lakshmana. He feared them. He thought that probably they are the detectives or CIDs of Vali. But once he knew Rama, and when he knew Rama, was Rama powerful? No fool could have thought that Rama will be so great a avatara. No fool will think. But now you know about Guruji that he is an avatara. You can understand. But you think about Hanuman. But he could recognize because of the words he spoke with him. And once he decided to do that work, he could do impossible things. If a monkey can do impossible things, why can't we do it? Then how can 1,000 people or 1 lakh people being selected for doing Gayatri becomes an impossibility? Can it be? With all this modern technology? But for this you should have a conviction that you are a born devata, born to help him, not your family. But then you have to sacrifice. Between him and that you have to give the sacrifice. And you get the same benefits. Nehru sacrificed. He became the Prime Minister and his children are also becoming Prime Ministers. An example. So that is the first point. Then the second point what he says is, Don't worry about your personal problems. To give you name, fame and glory, I have terminated all your enemies and I have kept ready the throne for you to ascend. Now, in Mahabharata and Ramayana, Rama has to fight himself. In Mahabharata, Krishna didn't fight, he was just a witness. And now Guruji says that you did not even be a witness. You just take name and fame. I have get the throne there, you go and ascend it. But you have to go there. But if you say you wait until my children is married, until I get this, until I get that, I can't go there, okay, don't go there, somebody else will go there. So get name and fame and ascend the throne. I have removed all enemies from your area. So you don't have to fight now, remember it. So if a fight is coming, it shows that you are on a wrong track. If you are going somewhere and you have to fight somebody, what does it mean? That is not the path which Guruji has given you. No fighting, you just go on your own way. And you will get the throne certainly there. You will get name and fame and throne. And then the third point. Don't worry about your personal problems. Then who will solve your personal problems? My punya and my penance will do it. My here means to Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. My punya, which is being continued from the past, will be of use for everyone, but will not be used for some. My work will not stop, it will grow and it will go on increasing. But remember, you have to protect yourself from Kalnemi. So now, forget about problems. You have the faith that Guruji says that whatever punya he has and whatever tapasya he had from the past and now also, because he started doing his penance in 1985 for this new era development, all this punya and penance will be given over to solve your problems. Whatever that problem may be, for him it is very small, for you it may be very big. But he will give it only when you do his work. If you are the son of a military man, you will get those special requisites or special concessions. But if you don't, you are not in a military and you are not fighting and you run away from the military and ask for that military concessions, you won't get it. So that is what he is saying. You do my work, forget about your problems, I will solve them. But the last one, he says you have to do it. The fourth point. The first point, remember you are a devata. The second point, ascend the throne and get fame. The third point, forget about your problems, I will take care of them. These three, he will do it. Making you a devata is his headache. Ascending you the throne and giving you name and fame is his headache. Removing the obstacles from your path, your personal problems, is his headache. But the fourth one is our headache. What is it? The Kalanimi aspect. Now you understand what this Kalanimi is. That is where many people go into the wrong step. That is where they fail. Now what is Kalanimi means? Rama was supposed to get the throne the next day. He was supposed to be the heir prince, heir apparent. Kaikeyi didn't like it. Now we know that had not Kaikeyi asked those two boons which killed Dasharatha, probably the death of Ravana would have not happened. That is what we think. Is it not? So we say that the negative aspects of that individual selfishness of Kaikeyi was also a tool for the divine work. Okay, it is right, no doubt about it, that logic is correct, that explanation is correct. So any negative man is also a tool in the divine hands. Externally it seems that he is working for his selfish benefits, he plans for his selfish benefits. But in the end it will be seen that it was also a part of the divine plan. But now you remember what the second point Guruji said. What is the second point? get name and fame and ascend the throne. Did Kaikeyi get name and fame? They didn't. She didn't. So even though your selfish actions help the divine to do his plan and bring his plan to a successful completion, you will not get the credit of it. That is Kalnemi, being selfish. But even then, he will mold your selfishness in such a way that he will get his result. But what will happen? You will be criticized, just as Jaichand, Ambhi, you know these historical characters? They, even now in history, they are being criticized because of their selfishness. So that is what the fourth point, that if you want name, fame, and if you want your personal problems to be solved easily, and if you want to become a devata, then you have to cooperate with it. Forget about the selfish aspects. So how do you know whether what your decision is Kalanemi or not? If it is selfish, it is Kalanemi. Clear? So these are the four points. And all of you should have those printouts and read and study those articles, these four points. You are devatas, your path is ready, your personal problems will be taken care of, and don't be selfish. With this background, we go into the Gayatri Ramayana. In this Gayatri Ramayana, only practical steps are given. They are highly practical steps. Each shloka talks about some physical act. You follow that physical act, you get the energy. You can almost say that it is the material aspects of spiritual energy. Just as the nuclear energy is the material power enhanced, it is spiritual power enhanced through material actions. Is it clear? So let us start with the first shloka. Tapasvadhyaya niratam tapasvi vagvidam varam Naradam Paripraprachya Valmikir Munipangavam. Valmiki, the ascetic, the tapasvi, asked the best of the munis, who is an expert in tapas and swadhyaya. That is Narada. So Valmiki is asking a question to Narada. This is a physical condition. It is a physical act. So, to get the power of the first letter of Gayatri Mantra, Ta, 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 every child starts with Ta, Atta, Ta, Ta. You see, if you see it, the first sound that a child, in utilizing Vak Shakti, the energy of speech, uses Ta, Atta, Ta, Ta. A is of course the fundamental sound. Without A, no sound comes out. Is it not? So that energy of Ta, if you know how to utilize it, this becomes a Bijakshara. That comes in the Acharanyasa of Gayatri in a higher level of sadhanas. But here he says to utilize the energy of Ta, the letter Ta, what you are supposed to do is, you should be ready to do hard work. But you do the hard work under the guidance of experts. If you want to become an engineer, you have to read it. But you have to read under an expert, a teacher. So the first shloka gives a hint that if you want to utilize any energy, you should take the help of an expert. You don't do it yourself. Okay? Next. Sa. The next letter is Tat Sa. Gayatri Mantra. The second letter is Sa. Sahatva Rakshasan Sarvan Yajyagnan Raghunandana Rushibhi Pujitastatra Yadhendro Vijayi Pura. The shloka literally means, just as the munis prayed Indra to kill the asuras, they prayed Rama to kill these Rakshasas. So here there are two steps. To kill the asuras, you have to pray Indra. Asura means one who is not interested in working for something good. He works for something bad, no doubt about it. But he will not do or work anything for that which is good. Sura is one who takes interest in doing good. Now, Indra is symbolic of mind. Whether you want to do good or do bad depends on mind. So, you have to develop certain mental characteristics to pursue your course of action as directed by the experts in the first shloka. Am I clear? And this particular goal or mental activities you have to do are specially reflected as yajna gnan. Yajna means yajna. Yajna gnan means one who obstructs yajna. And now what is a sacrifice? A sacrifice always involves three charities, three danas, samaya dana, amsha dana and pratibha dana. Wherever these three are there, that is a yajna. And if these three are not involved, it is not a yajna. Why? Anything, even to go to a movie, first of all you have to sacrifice money, that is amsha dana. And then you have to sacrifice 3 hours. That is samayadana. And then you have to sacrifice your pratibha of thinking. You should not think. If you think, you can't enjoy the movie. Is it not? Your intellect you have to keep at your home. You don't question how this is happening and this is happening. That is pratibhadana. So, for any physical activity, even for going to a movie, you have to do all these three. And if you want to help the Guruji and if you want to learn the technology of Prana Shakti, that is what Gayatri is, you should see that the characteristics which are stopping you from these three, it will not allow you to give the Samayadana. You have to go to a class. Someone says that because someone is ill in the house, he cannot come to the class. But they can go to a movie. So what is happening? The samayadan for the class they couldn't give. But the samayadan for the cinema they could give. So it is not sura but asura. You are following the logic? I am giving day-to-day examples from our own families. So this, for this work you have to give the time. More than what you give for your office or for your college or for X, Y, Z, then only it will be a proof of your sincerity in doing your work. You want the throne, you want name and fame, the second point of Guruji, but you are not prepared to give time for it. Similarly, your money for it. Similarly, your talent. Many people sometimes they can't give time, but they can give money. If they give money, those who have a talent to do that, he can be free to do this work. But when he gives money and feels that he is giving money, he is an asura. Selfishness, kalaname, will finish you off. But the result will be there. Kaikeyi did it. The result is positive. But you will be eliminated. Be very, very careful. That is why that essay, that reference to Kalanemi lecture, you have to study it and study it like a textbook. So you understand the second point? Your Samayadan, Amshadan and Pratibhadan must be to this cause. Then you come to the third letter. Vishwamitra Saramastu Shrutva Janaka Bhashitam Vatsa Ramadhanu Pasya Iti Raghava Mabravi. Vishwamitra along with Rama heard the words of Janaka. This is at the time of Swayamvara. Janaka said, you have to break the bow, then only you can marry Sita. So these words, along with Vishwamitra, Rama heard. He did not say Rama had it. Along with Vishwamitra, Rama had. Then Rama was asked by Vishwamitra, Vatsa Rama Dhanupasya. Vishwamitra asked Rama to see the bow, to see the nature of action. Now this word, Sa, Vi, the third word, what does it say? You are not to decide what is right and what is wrong and what type of action, what type of thing you have to take. It is your guru who should tell you. And the guru will tell you the problems of the time. And who will decide the problems of the time? The elders of that time, the leaders of that time. Janaka was a king at that time. He knew what is the problem. The leaders know the problem. And they say this is the problem. And then they are all saying that the pollution problem is there, the poverty problem is there. All these Janakas are telling us. Is it not? The present day Janakas are telling you that these are the problems. And now how to tackle these problems? It is the guru who will say, you see, this problem is to be tackled like this. And how to know these problems and how to tackle them is given in these 20 books of Pujya Gurudev. How? The first two volumes, the 21st century, Bright Future, talks about the experts about this time. He talks about four types of experts: political experts, spiritual experts, astrological experts, religious experts. That means in Bible and Gita and this and that. So the first point is covered in the first two books. And then the second point, how to utilize your talent, samayadan, how to do it, pratibhadan, how to do it, how to develop your talents, is given in the next two books. Yugecha, Prakara Pratibha. So those third and fourth book gives an answer to the second point. And now in the third point, what is the fifth book? Navayukya Apasi. The new era is coming, see. This is how it is going to happen. You have to break something, you have to add something. You have to add the string and pull it and it breaks. And that is what Gurudev says, Dushpravrutiyon ka unmelam and Satpravrutiyon ka pravart. Remove bad, nourish good. But what is good and what is bad? There are so many intelligent people who, like fools, go back into time. 5,000 years back, somebody said in Purana like this, I will do that. It won't happen now. The present day Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra means one who loves the world. He should tell you. And now where do you get a Vishwamitra? Not in BJP. Because that is only Bharat Mantra, not Bharat Mitra, not localized Mitras, not Telugu Desham Mitras and what is that? Telangana Mitras, they will not do. We want Vishwamitra. And where do you get a Vishwamitra other than Pujya Gurudev? Who else has talked about world religion? All of them talk about Punya, or your wish will be fulfilled, you do this, you do that, we do that. All selfishness. Except in Sri Ram Sharma Acharya's literature, nowhere you will find this. And very clearly he says that the new era is coming. And how it is going to come, he has written in that fifth book, Satyukki Vapasi. And there you will have a clear-cut picture of what you are supposed to do for the third shloka, third word of Gayatri Mantra. Savi. तुष्टावास्य तदा वंशं प्रविशस्य विशाम्पते शतनीयं नरेन्द्रस्य तदा स्याद्य प्रतिष्ठता. Now here also there is an activity. Sumanta, the minister, goes to the doors of the king where he is sleeping, and there he extolled his family. You see the physical activity. You have to go to the bedroom of the king. And when you go to the bedroom of the king, after going there, what did he do? He praised his means the king's family. And now what is the sixth book of Sri Ram Sharma Acharya? And what does it talk about? About Guruji's own sadhana. How do you do the sadhana? You go into the doors where you sleep. You remove your consciousness from the external world. You reach the state where you are about to sleep. That is the door of your bedroom. And there your king resides. Who is your king? Your mind. For all these five senses, the king is the mind. There you reach the mind, but without the senses. And then what should you do? You praise the mind. You understand the greatness of the mind powers. That is what you are saying in the secret. It is the mind powers which you are talking about. You are praising it. You are saying that you attract what I want. You are not attracting. Your mind is attracting. So that praise you have to do. That is the sixth book, Parivartan Ke Mahanchan. And what is changing? You are changing from an ordinary human being, you are becoming a part of the king. No man can go to the bedroom of a king until he is very close. Either he should be a family member or should be as great as a family member. You become a family, Gayatri Parivar. You become a member of the Gayatri Parivar if you do Gayatri as he has enumerated in Parivartan Ke Mahanchan. Then, yourself, you are interested in go. You need not go also. And many people feel I am not able to go. I am trying, not able to go. Yeah, and to go to a king's palace is not so easy. You have to go on trying and explaining. But when you start doing Guruji's work, the doors get open. That is the facility now you have these 3 years. Just as I told you about, I want to go to a jail now, but you will not get the Tamrapatra and facilities what people had when they went to jail for that cause before independence. This is the time before the Satyuga comes. 3 years, you have the time to jump. Then nothing happens. You will be a free man without any problem. But you will not get these benefits, right? Then what is the seventh book? The sequence is correct now, going correctly? Right. And now, you want to do Jivan Sadhana. That means, actually you should write Jivan Devata Ki Sadhana. But because always Devata need not be used, he says Jivan Sadhana. Because in the first step itself, you are supposed to know that you are a devata. So your jivana is jivan devata sadhana. And now let us see what this shloka says. Vana vasami sankhyaya vasam syabharanani cha bhartara manugachyantyai sitaye shishiro dadao. And now this is something which many people don't know. When Sita followed Rama to the jungle, Dasharatha, her father-in-law, calculated the number of days they have to spend and had given her the required dresses and ornaments to Sita. That is what this is. Calculating the days of Vanvasa, Dasharatha gives clothes and ornaments to Sita. So this is very interesting. What is the name of that book? Seventh book? So the first point is, it is Swarnim Sutra, ornaments. Ornaments are made of gold. Sutra, you can take it as ornament, various types of sutras, various types of ornaments. And these ornaments you have to wear for your Jivan Devata, not you. You are not going to wear. When you become an engineer,
The engineering degree is not worn on you, it is worn on your mind. If you become a doctor, your mind has become a doctor. If you are a BA, your mind has become a BA. Am I clear about it? It is not the physical body that has become a graduate. Now, to become a graduate or an engineer or a doctor, you have to go to a jungle. What is jungle? You are not in the world. And in the earlier years, it was the jungles where the ashramas used to be, where you have to read and study. But even now, when you go to an engineering college, it seems to be a jungle. The animal happenings that are happening. But anyway, here going into a jungle means becoming or practicing austerities. Austerities mean tapas. When you go to the classroom, you have to cut down many of your requirements. You can't enjoy. Somebody in your family comes, some friends come, they go to a movie and you have to go to a jungle called engineering college. And when you go to a jungle, you calculate the number of days and pay the fees. And for majority of them, you have a particular dress. Doctors have a dress. I think engineers also, maybe some overalls and this and that. So that is what is meant by calculating the number of days. You get the ornaments and dresses. Ornament means the financial aspects. And this how you have to do is given in Jeevan Devata ke Swarnim Sutra. In this Swarnim Sutra, did he mention about these 9 qualities? Is it, am I right in that? Are you sure? Then, Guruji says about 9 gems in the, ornaments of that you have to wear. I told you yesterday or day before yesterday, the 5 social gems and 4 mental gems. Samajhdari, Imandari, Zimmedari, Bahaduri, and then the 5 social gems, Mitavyeta, Shalinata, Shramashilata, Sahakarita, and Sister. Cooperation, Suvyavastha. Sishtata is Shalinata. So 5 plus 4. So these are the 9 points you have to practice. No yoga, nothing. If you practice these 5, as given in that 7th book, you get everything you want. You stop here, it is 7:30. I'm tired also. Any questions you have now? Why I am telling, why those 20 books are so important? You have to understand. You have to read it, practice it. Just reading it is not enough. You have to put it in practice. And together we can learn how to put it in practice. And the only thing which I find which we have to learn is cooperation and organization. All others we have. We have the samajhdari, we have the nijayati, we have this and that. If not, we will not be here. But we don't have the organized cooperation. This we will try to learn. Jai Gurudev.